Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Holbrook reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, today, according to the service, bitter cold is moving into the area and it has issued a wind chill advisory for the listening area from midnight tonight until noon on Thursday and reads in part, what? Very cold wind chills are expected. Wind chills as low as 30 below zero. Where? Portions of central, north central, southwest, and west central Wisconsin, northeast Iowa, and southeast Minnesota. When? From midnight tonight to noon Central Standard Time Thursday. Impacts. The cold wind chills could cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 30 minutes. Precautions, preparedness actions. Use caution while traveling outside. Wear appropriate clothing, a hat, and gloves. And in the local forecast, partly sunny today with a high near 8 degrees. Wind chill values as low as 19 below. Plus 3 with a northwest wind, 5 to 20 miles per hour with gusts as high as 34 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 8 below zero. Wind chill values as low as 22 below. Northwest wind 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. And on Thursday, sunny and cold with a high near 5. Wind chill values as low as 24 below. Northeast wind 5 to 9 miles per hour with gusts as high as 18 miles per hour. WDRT broadcast information about weather conditions, road conditions, and school closings and delays on the Driftless Morning Show, weekdays from 6 to 8 a.m., and gives updated weather forecasts weekdays on the Nearly Noon News at 11:55 a.m. And in regional news from La Crosse, a message was sent to WDRT on Tuesday from the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition announcing an upcoming gathering in La Crosse and a number of other Wisconsin cities and towns in conjunction with the League of Women Voters and Represent Us to draw attention to gerrymandering and the process of cracking and packing for state and local politicians to redraw local voting districts and precincts. These meetings will also take place in Madison, Milwaukee, Racine, Green Bay, Appleton, Eagle River, Wausau, Whitewater, River Falls, Ashland, Eau Claire, Dodgeville, Stevens Point, Menominee Falls, and Port Washington. The Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled recently that they would like to see a least change approach in legislative maps. The issue with the least change approach, according to Fair Maps, is that it favors the heavily gerrymandered maps from 2011, which skewed heavily in one party's favor. The Supreme Court will be hearing this case and subsequently deciding new maps shortly after the 21st of January. The gathering in La Crosse will be held at Cameron Park from noon to 1 p.m. on Friday, January the 21st. And in a Viroqua story from the Vernon County Times, the city of Viroqua will no longer need to have a primary for the Ward 6 seat because the candidacy paperwork for one of the candidates was challenged. City Clerk Treasurer Lori Polhamus said candidate Sean Eng's candidacy paperwork was challenged and he did not have enough signatures to qualify for ballot placement following the challenge. Since there are only two remaining candidates, Cindy Hubbard, the incumbent, and Christine Brigham, the city will no longer need to have a primary for Ward 6. There will only be a primary for mayor. On the primary ballot for mayor are Todd Overbo, Karen Mitchell, the incumbent, and Justin Running. The primary is February 15th. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.